Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, Friday the 30th of May, Pope Leo XIV marks the one-year anniversary of Pope Francis's visit to Verona's Arena of Peace. We too remember Pope Francis in Verona through the voices of two men who lost loved ones, one to Israeli troops and the other to Hamas militants, and a children's Bible is being distributed in Rome as part of the Jubilee of Families. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo. Pope Leo on Friday received more than 300 representatives of associations and movements that took part in the 2024 Arena of Peace in the Italian city of Verona. The encounter, which took place in the Vatican, marked a return visit, repaying Pope Francis's participation in last year's event, and aimed to relaunch the traditional Verona gatherings as a forum for discussions and proposals concerning the Church's social doctrine. Christopher Wells reports.
In his remarks to participants in the Arena of Peace event, Pope Leo XIV echoed his predecessor, Pope Francis, who said that building peace starts by standing alongside victims and seeing things from their point of view.
Inizia col porsi dalla parte delle vittime.
This approach is essential, Pope Leo said, for disarming hearts, approaches, and mentalities, and for denouncing the injustices of a system that kills and is based on the throwaway culture. Pope Leo highlighted the courageous embrace of an Israeli and a Palestinian man, each of whom had had family members killed during the conflict in Gaza. They are now friends and work with one another, the Pope said, adding that their gesture remains as a testimony and a sign of hope.
Il cammino verso la pace richiede cuori e menti allenati e formati alle
Pope Leo explained that the path to peace requires hearts and minds trained and formed to be attentive to the other and capable of recognizing the common good in today's context. Lamenting the violence in our world and in our societies, Pope Leo said that young people need to be able to experience the culture of life, dialogue, and mutual respect, especially through good examples. Those who resist the temptation to seek revenge after having suffered injustice and violence become the most credible agents of nonviolent, peace-building processes. The Holy Father said the gospel and the Church's social doctrine are a constant source of support for Christians in this effort, as well as a compass for everyone, since peacebuilding is a task entrusted to all. Concluding his remarks, Pope Leo said, "If you want peace, prepare institutions of peace, not just political institutions, but educational, economic, and social ones as well."
Vi incoraggio all'impegno e ad essere presenti.
For this reason, he said, I encourage you to remain committed and present, present within history as a leaven of unity, communion, and fraternity. I'm Christopher Wells.
Present at that meeting with the Pope were Maoz Inon, an Israeli peace activist, and his Palestinian friend and fellow activist Aziz Abu Saram. After their audience, the pair stopped by the offices of Vatican Radio. 1 year ago, they had met with Pope Francis at the Arena of Peace event in Verona. And so in an interview, Aziz discussed his memories of that encounter with the late Pope Francis.
There are two things that to me stood out. One, when he walked into the arena and how he went and touched every sick person. There were an area where people who were paralytic, people who are in wheelchair, where people who were ill, and he went and touched everyone, prayed with them. That to me was very moving. So before he got on stage, I was very moved at a man who just seemed to care. And then when he asked us to hug him, I mean, when he approached, told us to approach him and hugged us, wow. I can't tell you the feeling of being hugged by him and feeling his love and his support and his compassion. That was just so powerful.
And his friend and fellow activist, Maoz Inon, also told Vatican Radio about that meeting with Pope Francis last year.
For me, it was also the message he shared with us that we human beings, we are the only creature on planet Earth that can choose to solve a conflict through a dialogue and not through war. And for me, it's something that we always have the choice if we want to practice revenge or we want to practice reconciliation. I'm now learning a lot about the prophet, ancient prophet of Judaism, Christian and Islam prophets. All prophets, their prophecy is about forgiveness, about equality, about justice and peace. This is the only thing the true prophets really talk about. None of the prophets ever said that we must practice revenge, that we must wage war. And that's in common with all three monotheistic religions. And for me, Pope Francis was a prophet. And he was an important prophet like the prophet Moses that didn't enter into the promised land. But he created such a great light in his life that we are following this light and together, and now with together with the leadership, guidance, and support of Pope Leo, we're going to enter the promised land. And when you're going to bring peace.
And that was Israeli peace activist Maoz Sinan. And before that, we heard from Palestinian peace activist Aziz Abu Sara. Both were speaking there to Vatican Radio's Roberto Cedera. Now, even those who suffer the most continue to send messages of hope for peace. And we just heard them. They underline the urgent need to confront injustice now more than ever, especially as violence persists in the Gaza Strip. In the latest developments, Israeli forces have reportedly shot and wounded at least 20 people seeking aid in Gaza. Nicoletta De Rose reports.
As of late May 2025, the Gaza Strip is enduring an unprecedented humanitarian disaster. Approximately 2.1 million residents face acute food insecurity, making 100% of Gaza population at risk of famine, as affirmed by a UN humanitarian coordinator spokesperson on Friday morning. The situation is exacerbated by a prolonged Israeli blockade that has hindered the delivery of essential aid for more than 80 days, blockage that has been severely condemned by the United Nations, which has criticized the militarized aid distribution system as insufficient and unsafe. In response to the escalating crisis, the United States has proposed a 60-day ceasefire plan that also counts the release of 28 Israeli hostages in exchange for the release of 1,236 Palestinian prisoners, which Israel has accepted. However, Hamas is still reviewing the document and evaluating how to respond, given that it fails to meet any of the Palestinian just and legitimate demands, group's official Bassem Naim affirms. Pope Leo XIV has consistently called for an immediate ceasefire for a dialogue to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. In his recent appeals, he expressed deep sorrow over the resumption of heavy Israeli bombings, which have resulted in numerous casualties, and urged for an immediate halt to the violence. He emphasized the need for courage to resume dialogue, aiming for the release of all hostages and the establishment of an end to the conflict. This is Nicoletta De Rose.
Meanwhile, marking their 40th Ordinary General Assembly, the Latin American and Caribbean Episcopal Council, also known as SELAM, has sent a letter to Pope Leo XIV. In their text, they express their joy at his election as the 266th successor to St. Peter and their gratitude for a telegram that he addressed to the Assembly 2 days ago. Kelsey Gussie has more.
With hearts filled with joy, we, the participants of the 40th Ordinary Assembly of the Latin American and Caribbean Episcopal Council, or SELAM, gathered in Rio de Janeiro, send you our fraternal greetings and heartfelt thanks for the message with which you have encouraged our Episcopal ministry. This is how the bishops began their letter to Pope Leo XIV. They continued by stating they see in his election the providential work of God and a sign of hope. The bishops reaffirmed their full and filial communion with the Pope and stressed their commitment to serving as a missionary church, one that enriches the center from the periphery. While the SELAM bishops are holding their 40th General Assembly, they are also commemorating the 70th anniversary of the first General Conference of the Latin American Episcopate in Rio de Janeiro in 1955. In light of this, the bishops reiterated their dedication to evangelization in the context of the challenging socio-political reality of the area. They highlighted that the region needs the Pope's prophetic voice to inspire justice and peace. As families and communities face armed conflict, drug trafficking, and forced migration, the bishops petitioned Pope Leo to remember the region in his prayers. Moreover, the bishops stressed their ongoing commitment to continuing the missionary and synodal path of the Church and their dedication to the care of all creation. Before ending their letter, the bishops formally invited Pope Leo XIV to visit Latin America and the Caribbean whenever he could. As they said, the people there long for his presence and apostolic blessing. I'm Kelsey Gussie.
And finally, as the Jubilee of Families takes place in Rome, the Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need, or ACN, is launching a special initiative, the distribution of a child's Bible, a Bible specifically designed for children. Thousands of copies will be handed out in various languages, supporting catechesis and the Christian formation of families around the world. Natalie Daki from ACN spoke to Vatican Radio's Mario Galgano about the project ahead of the distribution scheduled for Saturday the 31st of May at the Basilica of St. John Lateran.
We have thought that we could launch the new Child's Bible in Rome because it's really a big thing. No, we have the Jubilee year this year and the families who gather. And as the new evangelization is also always more important for us, we thought that we could launch the Bible among those 20,000 participants. And we will distribute 10,000 Child Bibles for free to them. And the aim is that, okay, they will know it, they can take use of it and they can deepen their faith, but also that they will bring it to where they are from in their parish, in their communities, so it will be better known also in Europe.
Can you just tell us about this new Bible that you have published?
So we have renewed it in two different sites, let's say like this. The first one is the layout. So we have asked about 100 project partners 2 years ago to know what they need, know that to start with them. And they told us that even in the farthest bush, for them it's important to have a modern layout. So it's from 79 still, what we have today. And so we renewed it. So we amplified the pictures on the whole page. That's what is done today. Yeah, just the general layout is more modern. And the second side is also the content for us. We saw that the parents, the catechists, sometimes they do not have really basic formation to pass on the faith. And so we thought that we need to support them more. And so we have 99 stories in the Bible. And for each story, we added a charismatic phrase that summarizes the content of our faith with each story. And then we have two questions, one related to the story and the other one related to the life of the reader. And then we have also added a simple prayer for children. So the aim is also that they can really find a personal relationship to God.
That was Natalie Daki from Aid to the Church in Need, speaking with Vatican Radio's Mario Galgano about the Aid to the Church in Need's new Child Bible Initiative. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit vaticannews.va, as well as our Facebook, X and Instagram accounts. Many thanks today go to Gustavo Messina, our sound engineer in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.